Now, friends, we come to another judge. We come to this man, Gideon, and we have here God's call of this man, Gideon, here in the 6th chapter. And then in the 7th chapter, we're going to see how God mightily used him. He, to my judgment, is one of the most interesting of the judges. And I recognize that I'd be in the minority if I said he was the outstanding judge, when in reality, of course, I guess that he's not. Deborah, the woman judge, was really the outstanding one. But none of them are outstanding, to tell the truth. It was always something that made them unusual and odd, but not outstanding. All of these men, they had one thing in common. They were little men. They were marked by mediocrity, ordinary, odd. Each one had a glaring fault. He was insignificant, insufficient, and inadequate, and he had some aberration in his life. And they had these glaring faults, but not an outstanding man among them. And the fact of the matter is, why, there are certain things that we've noted already. We had first Othniel, when the first apostasy came and they were conquered by Mesopotamia. Why, Othniel was the deliverer. Then you have the second apostasy, and they were conquered by the Moabites and the Philistines, and they were delivered through Ehud and Shamgar, the judges raised up at that time. And the only claim these men had to becoming a judge, Othniel happened to be a nephew of Caleb, married his daughter, and if it hadn't been for that, you'd never have heard of him. Ehud was left-handed, he was a southpaw, and all Shamgar had was an ox goad, but he knew how to use it. And God used these men. And then we came to Deborah, and she was a woman. And I know that these women's rights group will resent this very much, but she was a woman, and women didn't move into a position like this at all. And now we come to the fourth apostasy. They're conquered by Midian, and now God raises up Gideon. And we've all heard of Gideon because of the Gideons today, and we'll see where they got their name and why and how.